Every night, a global epidemic unfolds in bedrooms across the developed world. Two-thirds of adults fail to get the recommended 8 hours of sleep, creating a public health emergency hiding in plain sight. This isn't just making us tired, it's literally killing us. Sleep deficiency dramatically increases our risk of cancer, Alzheimer's, and heart disease, while compromising our immune system and disrupting our metabolism. We humans are the only species that deliberately deprive ourselves of sleep without purpose, dismissing it as a luxury rather than recognizing it as the biological necessity it is. During those seemingly inactive hours, our brains are busy consolidating memories, recalibrating emotions, and boosting creativity. Our bodies strengthen immune defenses, maintain heart health, regulate metabolism, and clear toxins from the brain. Sleep isn't passive unconsciousness, it's an active, essential process touching every aspect of our well-being. This revelation changed the trajectory of my career after I discovered sleep's profound importance while researching brainwave patterns. In a society that views sleep as wasted time, understanding its myriad benefits has never been more urgent. Two key forces govern your sleep patterns: your 24-hour circadian rhythm and sleep pressure. These systems work in tandem to regulate your daily cycles of alertness and sleepiness. Your circadian rhythm, primarily synchronized by morning sunlight, influences not just sleep, but also body temperature, hormones, and cognitive function. Genetic chronotypes determine whether you're a morning person, 40%, evening person, 30%, or somewhere in between, 30%. Sleep pressure builds through adenosine accumulation in your brain during wakefulness and dissipates during sleep. This explains increasing tiredness throughout the day and post-sleep refreshment. Caffeine works by blocking adenosine receptors, masking rather than reducing tiredness. These biological mechanisms help explain why artificial light, irregular schedules, and stimulants can significantly disrupt our sleep patterns. Sleep consists of distinct cycles through different stages, each with specific functions. In 1952, Eugene Asirinsky discovered rapid eye movement, REM, and non-rapid eye movement, NREM sleep, while observing infants' eye movements during sleep. During NREM sleep, your brain produces powerful slow waves as neurons fire in synchrony, processing factual information and skills learned during the day. In REM sleep, your brain remains highly active while your body is paralyzed. Brainwaves during REM resemble those of wakefulness, and this is when most dreaming occurs. You cycle between NREM and REM approximately every 90 minutes. Early cycles feature more deep non-REM sleep, while REM dominates the final hours. Non-REM acts as the brain's editor, pruning and strengthening neural connections, while REM integrates these memories into existing knowledge and emotional frameworks. This combination makes uninterrupted sleep essential for learning and emotional health. Dreams are sophisticated psychological processes that maintain our emotional equilibrium. During REM sleep, your brain shows intense activity in visual, motor, and emotional centers, while the rational prefrontal cortex becomes less active, explaining dreams' surreal emotional nature. Dreams function as overnight therapy through emotional processing. During REM sleep, your brain reactivates emotional memories while reducing stress neurochemicals, allowing you to process difficult experiences safely. PTSD studies demonstrate this therapeutic effect. Patients with more REM sleep and trauma-related dreams show better recovery outcomes. Dreams also enhance social intelligence by improving emotional recognition and foster creative problem-solving by connecting disparate ideas. After good REM sleep, people better distinguish subtle emotional signals, while lack of REM sleep can lead to misinterpreting neutral expressions. This creative synthesis explains why solutions often emerge after sleeping on problems, as demonstrated by breakthroughs like Einstein's theory of relativity and Shelley's Frankenstein. Sleep patterns evolve throughout our lives to meet changing developmental needs. In the womb, fetuses remain mostly in a sleep-like state, with REM sleep acting as an electrical fertilizer for brain development, forming crucial neural connections. Newborns sleep approximately 16 hours daily, with half in REM sleep, double that of adults. This supports rapid brain development. As infants grow, their fragmented sleep gradually consolidates into longer periods as their circadian rhythm develops. During adolescence, the circadian rhythm shifts about 2 hours later, a biological change, not laziness. Deep non-REM sleep becomes crucial for brain reorganization, pruning neural connections to develop rational thinking and impulse control. This explains why early school start times conflict with teenage biology. Sleep patterns stabilize in early adulthood, but change significantly with age. While older adults need the same amount of sleep, they often struggle to get it. Their deep non-REM sleep decreases and becomes more fragmented, contributing to cognitive decline and accelerated aging. These age-specific changes require tailored interventions for sleep problems. Modern life systematically undermines healthy sleep patterns. Since the advent of electric lighting in 1879, we've increasingly divorced ourselves from the natural light-dark cycles that regulated sleep for millennia. This disruption continues through screens, constant work demands, and a culture that prioritizes activity over rest. Blue light from screens targets melanopsin receptors, potentially reducing melatonin production by 50% and disrupting sleep onset. Even minimal artificial light, as low as 8 lux, can impair melatonin release. Meanwhile, climate-controlled environments interfere with the natural temperature drop of 2 to 3F needed for quality sleep. Common substances further impact our sleep. Caffeine's 5 to 7 hour half-life means afternoon consumption can affect sleep well into the night. While alcohol might help you fall asleep, it fragments sleep patterns and reduces crucial REM sleep by 30 to 40%, compromising emotional and memory functions. Our culture's dismissive attitude toward sleep, exemplified by phrases like, "I'll sleep when I'm dead," compounds these challenges. This mindset treats rest as optional rather than essential, creating a dangerous mismatch between our biological sleep needs and modern lifestyle demands. The sleep crisis isn't just a personal health issue. It's a societal challenge demanding comprehensive solutions. From individual habits to public policy, transforming our relationship with sleep could revolutionize human well-being. This revolution could include educational systems teaching sleep hygiene and aligning school schedules with adolescent biological rhythms. Workplaces could recognize sleep's economic value through flexible scheduling and sleep incentives, following companies like Aetna's lead. Healthcare systems could prioritize patient sleep by minimizing nighttime disruptions. Technology could aid through predictalytics, tools showing how current sleep patterns might affect future cognitive function or disease risk. This personalized approach could drive stronger behavior change than general warnings. The economic case is clear. Sleep deprivation costs developed nations 2 to 3% of GDP annually. Investing in sleep health yields substantial returns while improving quality of life. This vision for a sleep-friendly society is practical, not utopian. Aligning social structures with biological needs could unlock human potential currently limited by chronic sleep deficiency, leading to more creative, productive, and fulfilled communities.